my focus again will be on protecting those services that are in place now. And I do believe we have cut the budget by and large to a point where additional cuts are going to essentially just remove wholesale programs and services that what little we get out here in rural Alaska, we heavily depend upon.
And so if you're against further cuts, does that mean you still think Alaska should be considering a broad-based tax to fill that hole in the budget?
I don't think anybody really could deny at some point we're probably going to have to need some level of new revenues. And I think the citizenry in the state will probably at some point be asked to contribute very modest amounts. And what that might be, what shape it may take, it's not known at this point. But all politics of statewide elections aside, I think that's a responsible approach to take.
Your opponent, however, is against new taxes. He's also campaigning on a promise to restore a full permanent fund dividend, and he's against a bill that was passed last session that has allowed for earnings from the permanent fund to help pay for state governments, all things that run counter to your budget philosophy. So what do you think of William Weatherby and his platform? He's arguing that, you know, you've had your turn in the legislature and having some fresh blood could help.
Well, you know, on my own behalf, I would say that experience plays greatly in the effectiveness of a rural legislator in particular. Rural legislators in Juneau are in a minority, and having years of experience and also years of seniority and a deep and sort of intimate understanding of all the issues and, you know, years of building up goodwill and strong relationships with members from both of the major parties is a real asset to our district. Mr. Weatherby, I have encountered him a couple of times, sort of in passing. I know he's never been to Juneau. He's never held elected office. And I'm not quite sure what his background is that would make him qualified to be a legislator. And, you know, the issue of a full dividend, I support a full dividend. I've actually, the last couple of years, voted for a full dividend in terms of being able to be more of a short-term benefit, all the while knowing that in the long term, with the stock market expected to have a downturn or a correction, that it would be very difficult to sustain a full dividend in the face of oil prices where they're at today and what we're spending. You know, I think once you present these trade-offs to people, most people will understand and will accept the reality that we're in, and that, you know, we'd all like to have a full PFD. I would myself, but in the end, we have to make a little bit of a sacrifice to make it work.